Hello and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Vina. Hi, babe.
Hi, babe.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, we're back.
We're back.
We're back. We took June off?
June off. Yes.
Was it most of June? Did all of it June?
I think so. I forget my dates. My dates are all blended. But yeah, it was at minimum most of June and the first week of July off.
There we go.
Yeah.
Because at first, summer.
Because at first you were like, we need to record for the 1st of July. And I'm like, no, I was planning after the 4th of July. Let things calm down.
That was probably wisdom.
Yeah.
Because happy birthday, America.
Yes.
248. 248. Woo!
Yep.
Oh, all even numbers.
Yes.
2 times 4 is 8. What? Look at me, mathin'.
Cool, babe.
Thanks. It's all right.
Yeah.
That's my third grade education coming out. It's fine. Because summer, we're summering. Our sweet little guy is done with baseball. Our sweet girl is about to do a trip.
Yep.
I finished my certification and now I'm going back and redoing some certification to potentially substitute teach again this coming school year. You're still plugging away and working on projects and doing things.
Yes.
And
reevaluating other parts of my life.
What are you reevaluating?
Well, just all the stuff that we've had talked about where do I want to put my energy? What do I want to make my priority?
Yes.
You know, outside of you, the kids, you know, God.
Yeah.
Where does God want me to put my energy?
Right.
You know, so again, it's just because I think the other day we had a conversation. I know we're kind of jumping in early, but
no, it's fine.
It was just last night we were chatting with another couple and we were talking about how, you know, when your priorities are even a little bit out of order, it all of a sudden it really throws disorder into everything.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, it's like this, the scripture that ultimately always first and foremost comes into my brain when it comes to things getting out of kilter is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all of these other things will be added to you. And so it's like when we take the time to seek him first, when we take the time to get our eyes off of the mess and onto him, then he says, ultimately, here, this is how we're going to walk through this.
Right.
We're going to do X, Y, Z or 8, 20, 32. And you're like, what? What are we doing? And he's like, nope, this is how it's going to go. Because this will help unravel potentially whatever we got ourselves into, whatever mess we got ourselves into. But if we follow his lead, genuinely follow his lead, even sometimes when it doesn't quite make sense, then that's when we get to see some really cool things happen.
Yeah. You know, and it's like you mentioned, like taking our eyes off the mess, you know, it's kind of like when you are cleaning or when you're packing or unpacking, you know, it's like focus on, you know, one box at a time, one drawer at a time.
Yes.
You know, one cabinet at a time, you know, or, you know, again, when cleaning, it's like, just focus on the pile. What's gathered in this chair.
Yes.
Deal with that first before you deal with the room.
Yeah. I'm going to go do laundry after we're done.
That was not my intention.
No, I know, but like all of a sudden I was like, I got a pile. I got a good size pile. That's all right. It's okay. But it is. It's one of those where it's like we had that amazing time with our friends last night. Yeah. And then we've got other friends that are smack in the thick of it too.
Yep.
That are literally doing the boxes, doing the packing, purging the stuff, letting go of things. Ooh, hey, guys, when God has you on a journey and he's making room, that seems to be my thing today is make room. Are you making room?
Yeah.
When he's telling you to make room for the new thing, don't get yourself so caught up in the numbers. Don't get yourself so caught up in the, what's the next step? Just make room.
Right.
Just pack the box. Just throw away the stuff. let go of the past, let go of the stuff that doesn't serve you any longer. There's going to be some things that obviously that we keep along the way, right? Like we talk, if we're talking about physical stuff, we talk about heirlooms, we talk about, you know,
the sentimental
yeah. things, you know, our kiddos have got quite a bit of sentimental. I think you have a box. I have a box.
Yeah.
Maybe two. I might have a little bit
and
more than
the
you.
Only reason I have a box for the most part is because you,
I insist that you insist don't throw things away.
I'm like, what? I don't need it. I don't need pictures from high school. They could toss those.
And I'm like, no. You got to know what you look like with hair, babe. Like, that wasn't on your face, but on your head.
Right.
Things of that nature. Because our sweet boy is going to be like, did you look like that? Because, you know, our girl, even though, like, she's got the better tan and all the things, there's pictures that I look back at and I go, wow. Yeah, that's Gabri. Yeah, there we are. Yep. There's our common denominator. Yep. But it's making room and allowing God to just come in and purge and uproot and get rid of things again that either no longer suit you in this moment, that are no longer going to benefit you in the rest of the journey, or at least in the next part of the journey, or just things that will absolutely, it'll kill you.
Yeah.
It'll absolutely kill you if you hold on to it.
Yeah. And it just struck me, this is a really nice segue into what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
Because again, you know, we're thinking, you know, we're talking about making room and we're thinking about not focusing on the mess.
Yeah.
And this episode, we were going to talk about not having a critical spirit.
Yes. Yes.
You know, not focusing on the mess, not focusing on what could be wrong. You know, don't be that negative Nancy.
Right.
You know, so to speak. No offense to anybody, Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy, I'm sure you're cool. Yeah.
Yes.
We actually do have some Nancys in our life. We love you. You're fine. I ended up getting very, very convicted. And actually, God had been dealing with me probably for about a month now, I would say. And we heard a sermon on Sunday that was really kind of Friday night and then Sunday.
Yeah.
And it kind of exposed some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I'm going to butcher it, I mean, I could go back into the notes that I wrote from the person that had been speaking, but... the Reader's Digest that I got out of it was this. So the gentleman was talking about the book of Esther. He's talking about Queen Esther. He's talking about there's some things that are in our life that have come to the surface, and it's not because of our doing.
Yeah.
It's not something that we per se had a hand in. It's generational. Hereditary.
Yeah.
It's things where the enemy sees our bloodline and says, you know, like you hear the statement of, well, you know, well, my great 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 had XYZ, so every generation after there's been somebody in the line that ends up having this too, a certain trait, a certain characteristic, a certain personality.
Right.
And so a critical spirit is something that actually I've been seeing along the way in my lifetime and in the life of those in front of me. And this isn't me to even throw anybody under the bus, okay? So understand me, guys. This isn't something. But I also know that there are certain gifts that God has given us along the way, and I do believe this with everything inside me. There's certain gifts that God has given us along the way that are pure and holy and just and true, right? And of good report. But the enemy has become so sly and so keen that he'll twist something just enough to where all of a sudden it becomes toxic. It becomes something that's very destructive.
Yeah.
And so I had actually did a post about this. And for those of y'all that do follow us, on any kind of socials, this is going to sound very familiar to you, but for those of you that do not, I'm going to read it. So, a critical spirit is a negative attitude that can cause people to be judgmental, complain, and see the glass as half empty. People with a critical spirit may also be ungrateful, selfish, and quick to point out others' flaws. This is what God is dealing with me and wants to uproot. So I'll put a pin in that right there, because a lot of people that encounter me are like, you're always very encouraging. You speak positive, all of the things, which right. I appreciate.
Yeah.
So I'm going to follow that up with, it disguises itself as discernment or revelation at times. And though that may be true, that's where the twisting comes in.
Yeah.
Like God shows you something about somebody, or he highlights a situation that you might, that he's wanting to put in your sight, right? He wants to give you, hey, look, there seems to be a problem here.
Right.
And so instead of us, God doesn't want us to be critical of people or situations. He wants us to be someone who sees with the heart and the eyes of God. He desires us to come and pray and war at his throne and not gossip and backbite on the throne. He longs for people to be safe with us, and we need to ultimately long that this generational root ends with us. And so when I was thinking about this critical spirit, and I was thinking about different family members in my life that are above me, and I think God has given them such discernment. He's given them such insight. He's given them like there seems to be a direct line.
Yeah.
And I'm very certain that I have shared, like one of my brothers in particular had said, God was showing him some things that were going on in a church, right?
Yeah.
And immediately he started getting angry. He started getting very just vocal about it. And the Holy Spirit immediately spoke to him and convicted him and said, I didn't show you that for you to talk about and to be angry.
Yeah.
I showed you that to pray and to war and to set people free.
Yeah.
And there's too many times that I'll go to war at the beginning, or I'm putting this on me, but I'm saying this for all of us, that there's those gifts that God has given us that it's like, we see things, we see certain aspects, we see certain things. It's like, okay, God, are you wanting me to pray about this ultimately? But is there something that physically that you want me to do? Is there something that I need to say? I see that there's a lack here. Do you want me to step into this place? Or is this something that I need to be maybe seeking out and saying, Father, who do you see fit to fill this void?
Yeah.
Right? Because it's, I think we get so caught up in the mess, kind of like what we were talking about, like our eyes get on the mess instead of focusing in on his righteousness. Think on things that are just and good and holy and good report. Mm. Okay, even if I see that you're in the middle of a mess, even if I see that there's garbage going on inside of you, that there's stuff maybe that needs to be uprooted, right? I need to love God and love you enough to say, there's a treasure inside there. There's something inside there. Father, help me to nourish, or help me to support, or help me to just pray and just speak blessings, or help me just to keep my freaking mouth shut and stop being so negative, because blessings and cursings cannot come out of the same space. If I'm expecting something good out of a person's life, including my own, like, because the reality is I was seeing it full force coming out of our children's mouths. I'm hearing critical things.
Yeah.
I'm hearing them being critical of themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, okay. Mm. 'Cause some people will be like, well, I don't talk about anybody. What do you say about yourself?
Right.
You know, what are you saying about God?
Yeah.
Well, you're critical about God. What are you talking about? Are you freaking out because he's not doing something on your timetable?
Yeah.
Are you being critical about it? Are you saying, where are you, God? What do you mean, where am I? I'm right here. I haven't left you.
Yeah.
I'm right in the midst of it. You need to get your eyes off of the mess and get them back on me.
Yeah. And to also bring it kind of like, I want to say almost local level, you know, down to, you know, relationships and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, is that critical spirit that can really harm how you look at your spouse,
mm-hmm.
or how your spouse looks at you. You know,
right.
I mean, again, it's, you know, because it can be, you know, it can be number one, the critical spirit of you criticizing everything that your spouse does,
right.
You know, how they do stuff, what they do, you know, how they say stuff and all of that. Or two, it can be you are so critical of yourself and basically swatting down and batting down anything that your spouse tries to say to build you up.
Right.
That eventually your spouse will stop.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so it's like that critical spirit, you know, again, either going out towards your spouse or, you know, blocking all the good things coming from your spouse. You know, it's like, you know, it's those kind of things that can really affect a marriage, you know,
right.
And it's, I think that's one of those things, you know, again, kind of, you know, hopefully you've got it taken care of before you get married or strategies to take care of it, you know, but again, you know, we can fix this. We can, you know, confront and conquer anything that comes up,
right.
that could harm our marriage.
Yes.
You know, so it's like whenever that kind of comes up, it's like, okay, I know what that is, or I see what that is. And again, rather than saying, I see this in you,
mm-hmm.
just, I see this coming up.
Yes.
And we need to take care of it.
Right. Right. And it's the same even with our children, right? Like,
yeah.
In every relationship, just, looking at them. One of my favorite lines with our brown-eyed girl, right? Like, I'll look at her and I'll say, don't talk to my daughter like that.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, it's a critical spirit. It's not necessarily her, you know, but that thing has got her so twisted, not
yeah.
even twisted, but just, he's lying mm-hmm. to you. You know,
yeah.
The enemy's lying to you.
Yeah.
And we're learning more and more when it comes to that critical thing. Yes, somebody might look at you and say, okay, listen, this is something we need to do. This is, we need to better our lives. We need to do this, blah, 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 blah. And then there's those other times where it's like, maybe the person that is being critical, because I know with me, I get very, very critical when I'm not sleeping well, when I'm not
yeah.
eating well, when I'm not exercising, when I haven't been in the Word of God. I'm not feeling good about me, right? And so I start, Because I'm not doing what it is that God's told me to do.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, well, they should be, well, they should, well, they, mm. well, and it's like, because it's the deflecting
yeah.
off of what God is dealing with you
mm.
on. And it's incredibly uncomfortable, but man, it's so needed.
Yeah.
Like we need to put that mirror up against ourselves and look and say, how could I do better?
Yeah.
How can I change my stinking thinking? I mean, we could read the books, we could say the things, we could pray the prayers, but it's ultimately just that disciplining our speech, disciplining mm-hmm. our minds, taking thoughts captive, saying,
yeah.
whoa, that's not what the Word of God says. That's not who He calls me to be. I am more than a conqueror. I genuinely can do all things through Christ that gives me grace, where
yeah.
He gives me that grace and where He strengthens me to do it. You know, that there are certain things that we stand back and we have to say, and then we have to give ourselves grace
yeah.
and give the person in front of us, if there genuinely is something that's needing to be dealt with, you know, like, you're so gracious to me when it comes to growth. And it's when I'm standing there going, I suck, babe, like I suck. And you're like, you don't suck.
Yeah.
We just need to tweak some things,
yeah.
you know, and being that person for each other and then allowing the Holy Spirit to come in, it just things get better.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is. And that is the key, is, you know, being there for each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, being there for our kids, our spouse, you know, and remembering, you know, who they are to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, like another thing that you said, you know, because I know you said, you know, sometimes with Gabri, it's, you're like, you know, don't talk to my daughter that way.
Yeah.
Another thing that you used to say, you still say it once in a while, just not as much. And sometimes something I try to remind you of is, like, I want to be louder. Mm-hmm. I want my voice to be louder than that voice that's trying to tear you down.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And so it's like, I know you know this, but I'm still going to say it. You know, again, I mean, how many times, like in prayer, in worship, you know, it's like, we know God is holy. We know God is all powerful and stuff like that. But when we worship him and we declare it, it's like, it's not like, you know, God's not sitting up in heaven and being like, oh my gosh, I forgot. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me that I am your salvation.
Yes.
You know, so it's like, we know these things, but it's that reminder. It's that, you know, the voice of those that love you, those that know you, to help overcome that internalized dark spiral voice that's trying to bring us down and drag you down. And you know, so again, it's those things that, what can we do together?
Yes.
What can we do for each other?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, again, you're not sitting there saying, well, you need to fix that.
Yeah.
You know, fix your face. I mean, you say that to me a lot. But that's just intensity.
Soften your face, babe.
Right. You know, but it is. It's, you know, when it comes to these critical spirits and the tearing down self-talk and stuff like that, or the, you know, tearing things down because it's not to your quote-unquote standards. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the, you know, how can we fix this? You know, how can we combat this? You know, what can, you know, if our kids are being really critical and all that, it's like, are they learning that from us?
Right.
You know? And if they're learning it from us, then we need to fix that. If they're learning it from somewhere else, we need to fix that.
We need to war against it.
Right.
Yeah. We need to war against it.
And, you know, whether, you know, if it's a friend, we limit time with that friend, or we do spiritual baths when they come back from hanging out with that friend, you know, and it's, you know, or it's different things. You know, if it's a TV show, it's like, okay, we're not watching that TV show anymore. Right. You know, so it is, it's that, you know, what is a critical spirit and how can we combat it?
Yeah.
You know, how can we get rid of it? How can we, you know, squash it and kind of see the warning signs, so that way when it does try to come back and it does try to, you know, interfere and interject itself into our marriage, into our families, that, you know, it's like, oh no, we know what that is. We can take care of that and sweep it out.
Right.
You know, so.
But then in the scripture, it talks about when you make one go and you sweep the whole house clean, that you need to fill it back up with something greater, right? Or something more will come back with seven of its friends.
Right.
And so this is where the spiritual warfare comes into play that we have to do. We get to do. We have the privilege to do, the authority to do. We get to be the people that walks into our home. Okay, so your spouse and one of your kiddos, they might be at odds with each other, right? Yeah. Something's going on. Okay, you as the authority, you as the head, you as, you know, the spiritual covering in that space, you get to walk into that space and you get to speak the word of God. You get to command that thing to go in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Anoint things. I mean, you see it on a lot where I'll clean the house, but then I'll go clean the house and then start anointing, like anoint the doors. When you're folding clothes, pray over the clothes. I actually learned that one from another friend of mine. She's like, wear clothes, you know, doing laundry can be a chore. There's times where it's like you go, dang, you know, well, whatever piece of clothing that is, whoever's body belongs in that, then you get to speak.
I like that.
My child is clothed in righteousness. My spouse has that is girded with peace. They have, you know, socks.
I like that.
Wherever you go, you're going to be in peace, you know, things like that. And then I'm the sticky note girl, right? Yep. Or I'll do the sharp, or not the Sharpies. What am I trying to say? The dry erase markers. Oh, yeah. And I'll write on our children's mirrors, you know,
yep,
who they are, whose they are,
mm-hmm,
reminding them that they are set apart for such a time as this. And it's like, we're so good at doing this for other people.
Yeah.
And so many times we forget us.
Yeah.
We forget, I am the righteousness of God. I am a child of the King. You know, we forget our position and who we are. And then we get to say, now, Father, I thank you. That critical spirit's gone. And I thank you that the fruit of your spirit, the joy, the peace, the joy of the self, of my salvation, Father, renew a right spirit within me. Let my mind be sound.
Yeah.
You know, let me be somebody that walks according to your statutes and who you are, because I love you, mm-hmm, not because I'm just commanded to, but because I genuinely love you.
Right.
And I want to do right by you, and I want those around me to be saved too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think sometimes, you know, it's also, we forget to say that even to our spouse and kids.
Yes.
You know, it's almost, you fall into that trap of, well, they know I love them.
Yes.
They know they're special. They know they're encouraged. They know they're strong and mighty. You mm-hmm know, they know who they are. They know whose they are. You mm-hmm know, when you talk about, you know, when you would take Sebastian to school, you know, and it's like, you know, who are you? You know, mm-hmm, God's boy, what are you? Strong, mighty, kind, and brave, and I can do anything I put my mind to. And
that's
there are some times where he says it kind of quiet and speed talks through it, and it's like, yeah, okay, you're just saying it to say it, you know, mm-hmm, but it's like, but again, it's like, we know it's there.
Yeah.
You know, so we could stop saying it because we know it's there. We know it's in it. We know it's in him. We know it's there. We know he knows.
Yeah.
So we'll just stop saying it. And it's like, you know, but if we stop saying it, then it's like, is that, you know, again, it's back to that external. It's back to that. I heard it once, you know, it's like, you pray for your spouse, but do you pray for your spouse where your spouse can hear it? You know, where you're actually praying over them. You know, it's like, I know sometimes it's hard, especially when I go into the office and you're still trying to sleep while I'm leaving. And it's like, I'll still wake you up. And it's like, I'm still going to, you know, pray over the day while you're half asleep.
Right. Right.
But it's, you know, cause it is, it's, there's, you know, like you said, you know, there, that, life and death, you know, blessings and cursings come from the tongue, you know, the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's that speaking out loud of the blessings, it's speaking out loud of the encouragement, it's speaking out loud of the, I know you can do it, you mm-hmm know, the goodness, you know, the positivity, you know, that you speak over your family members, over your spouse, you know, over your friends, you know, it's just, That's what does it, you know, that's what just kind of helps. And again, if you speak, it's almost like if you get used to speaking that goodness,
yes,
all of a sudden when you speak critical, it's going to feel weird.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
You know, all of a sudden it'll come out and be like, that's not me. Or why did I say that?
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to feel right.
Yeah. And then you would want to follow up with, ew, I am so sorry. That was gross. Let me try that again.
Yeah.
I was trying to correct, not be critical.
Right.
Yeah. And there's a difference.
Yeah.
There's an absolute difference, because it is, critical is the tearing down.
Yeah.
Critical is the, like you said, the negative Nancy, and just being just.
Yeah.
Gross. Like nobody wants to be around that,
mm-hmm,
you know, and, you know, and then. Like you said, if we ourselves are not being critical to our children, but we see certain friends or different ones and we hear how they talk, or we see how our children respond after they've been around them, and we're like, okay, maybe reevaluate this. I don't want you to be used to somebody speaking to you like this.
Right.
I don't want this to, well, it's just normal. We have a lot of people, well, that's just the way I was raised.
Yeah.
This is just who I am.
Yeah.
And you want to go, no.
Yeah.
No.
Things change.
Things change. Yeah. You now know better.
Yeah.
You hopefully have discernment enough to where you see mm-hmm. that's pukey.
Yeah.
And like I'm praying that you taste your words before they come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And check your heart. Mm-hmm. Because you and I are so good about saying, okay, babe, I'm going to try to talk to you about something right now. And there's a very good chance that this is not going to come out right. But I need you to hear my heart.
Yeah.
While I'm stumbling over my words. Yeah. Right?
And I was about to say that too.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought that up.
And so it's that space of, if your heart is right, if you're angry mm-hmm. at this person, if there's something going on, okay, deal with that. Like, deal with that. Deal with the unforgiveness, or mm-hmm. deal with the hurt, deal with a disappointment, deal with whatever it is that needs to be dealt with. Okay. Deal with that, deal with the root of it. Being critical. Now you're just being nasty. Yeah. Now you're basically fighting dirty. Yeah. And as opposed to fighting for a resolution,
right.
you're fighting to be right, or you're fighting to bury somebody. And that's not love. There's nothing good about that.
It's not. And it is. It's the, you know, again, step back and say, is it's like, I hate to say it like this, but it's like, is this the Christian way to do things? You know, is this the Christian way to have this conversation or to bring up this, you know, thing that I see that might be an issue or, you know, hey, I see that you're falling short. You know, if I see that, if I see a lack, or if I see room for improvement, it's like, how best to tell somebody?
Yeah.
You know, is it, you know, again, because nobody, you know, nobody wants to be torn apart to tell them where they're lacking or where they could improve, you know? So it's, you know, how do you explain to somebody, you know, hey, this bothers me, or hey, this is an area where you could be better, or we could be better. You know, it's the, you know, again, how do you bring those things up? And, you know, pray about it, you know, pray. And, you know, it's almost that constant prayer of, you know, God, you know, watch over my mouth, you know, guard my words, you know, because when you're in the middle of a conversation, you're not going to sit there and say, okay, we need to pause the conversation so I can pray about what I'm going to say in the rest of this conversation.
Right.
Because then somebody's going to look at you and be like, well, what are you going to say about me that you need to pray about it first? You know, mid conversation.
But man, if you need to.
Right, right.
I mean, honestly, all of a sudden I'm like, I would not be mad at you if all of a sudden you're like, you know what, babe, I need to, me and Shotoria say, I need, me and Jesus need to work some, hold, I'll be right back.
Yeah. And there,
I think
don't
I
get
would,
me wrong, there are times where that needs to happen.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to walk away now.
Yeah. But for the most part, it is. When you're having a normal conversation, it's not like, you know, you're gonna pause for prayer in the middle of a normal conversation, or you know, especially if something, you know, if you notice something and it's kind of like been on your mind, it's been on your heart, it's like, you know, again, something that, you know, this bothers me, or I've noticed this, or whatever, you know, it's like, you know, it's there, you know, it's coming, you know that, okay, I should probably pray myself up before I have this conversation, so I'm not overly critical, so that I do say what needs to be said, so that I can say words that are, you know, not necessarily encouraging, but words that are not going to tear down.
Yes.
You know, so I think that's where it needs to be.
Yeah.
You know, so it is. It's, we just need to focus on the encouragement. We need to focus on the building up. And when we notice that there is that critical spirit, that critical talk that pops up, we just need to be aware of it, that we take care of it.
Yeah. Squash it.
Yeah.
Squash it. Call it out. Call it out of yourself. I mean, like, again, if you notice, like, man, I flashed to my brother Bobby.
Yeah.
And how he is so good. He will call himself out.
Yeah.
In front of you. Like, in, like, man, that sure sounded bad, didn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, let me let me try that one again.
Right.
You know, and it's and there's man, there's power in that. There's strength
is, yeah.
in that. There's a beauty that comes, and it also it gives other people. We want to give other people permission.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want to give them room to where they have that ability too. When, you know, it was beautiful because it was like talking to Gabri today, and her and I were running, right? She's getting ready to take off and we're getting some loose ends tied up. And I said, hey, I wanted to tell you something. And I said, I had an opportunity to talk with a friend, and she was expressing to me how, like, there was a situation that had happened, and she's like, I will never tell my children that they don't need to know this, right?
No.
And looking at her and saying, can I tell you a story? And I'm telling all of our listeners, and when I told Gabri the story of some of the stuff that I've done and the way that I handled it and was incredibly transparent and truthful, right? Our sweet girl simply walks over to me. I'm crying, and just holds me as I just sob and just break, right? And what happens in these moments when we are allowing God to correct us, even in front of people?
Yeah.
Like, because we're seeing where some people, they have this perfection mentality, or they have this thing that says, I'm a Christian, so I have to look good constantly, or I have to do the right thing all the time. That's why we need Jesus.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, and that's not license to do what you want to. That's license to say we have grace and we have mercy and we have a Savior that's going to help us get better each time, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at the friend and saying, we get to open up an opportunity when God tells us to, obviously, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In front of the right people when the Holy Spirit says. But the point is we can't be so guarded in even our sins, in our shortcomings and our failings. We need to say, Holy Spirit, open me up.
Yeah.
Open me up, deal with me. Because as you're dealing with me, there might be an onlooker that's watching, that's dealing with something even greater, or is on a path that their destruction is going to be even more intense than mine,
right?
But because I'm being open and honest about what God is having to deal with me on, it's going to uproot some stuff that ultimately set me free.
Yeah.
And so it's like when we're having conversations with a critical spirit, a lying tongue, gossip, whatever it is, just like what people consider small sins, but they're not.
Right.
Sin is sin.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's like these things, basically the annihilation or the assassination of someone's character when you're speaking poorly and you're speaking lies against them. It's like we need to be better about calling each other out and calling our own selves out.
Yeah. Definitely.
We need to be people that see the best, that believe the best. We need to have the eyes of Christ. If something's wrong, that we call it out, but we call it out in a heart of love for that person to come to repentance, for that person to come to salvation, for that person to be delivered, not for their demise.
Right.
Not to say, oh, look, nah, you did XYZ. No, it's being loving enough as the people of God, as the spouse, as the family member, whatever it is, whatever position it is that you play in this person's life, whatever that is, as far as that relationship, even the pastor.
Yeah.
Like, again, we're seeing all these different pastors right now kind of just falling.
Yeah.
And it's like, what can we say to each other now?
Yeah.
Before that tiny seed becomes so deep rooted that it grows into this monster and it can completely do something that could wipe you out.
Right.
We we get to be better.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
So I think that that's kind of why this has been specifically kind of heavy on me. Just, yeah. Yes, God's been dealing with me, but we see where this one thing could absolutely destroy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It could destroy the relationships. It can destroy the fabric trust. Mm. It could destroy all of it. And so if you find yourself getting critical, or you're seeing more of the negative than the positive, you know, or if the negative is true negative, like, right? Like, yeah. We've talked about, like, if there's some serious abuse, or if there's some serious something. Okay, even in that, though, step back for a second. Holy Spirit, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
How do you want to fix this? Is this something that is completely destroyed and annihilated and I walk away? Or is this something that I stand and I fight and I pray and I soldier through and we become stronger on the other side?
Right. That's good. I like it.
Is it?
Is it?
Was that short today? We're kind of short today.
Not really.
Not really? Oh, okay.
Not as short as I was aiming for. I was trying to aim for a little shorter.
Okay. Well, you got
trying
gaming.
Trying to trim things a little bit.
You got gaming to do.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good to be back in the studio.
Yes.
It's good to be back with you guys. I want to pull the audience and I want to say, if you guys got questions, I mean, I know that we've had questions before.
Yeah.
That went really, really well. But if there's something specific that might be leaning on any one of y'all's hearts, just reach out to us. Let us know.
Yeah.
But know that right now we are asking God to really deal with our lives.
Yes.
We want to be refined in a way to where we are better equipped to pour out whatever it is that God has us to do for you, for each other, for our family, and for the kingdom.
Yep.
So know that we love you guys, and have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.